you expected a tough tie here tonight on Fun Park, and you
did.
Got a, you got a tough one on a turned out to be a frustrating run as well.
Yeah, and it wasn't really it wasn't what you would call football. You know, it wasn't a football game. It was like more of a lots of other things surrounding it, and it was like welly the ball up the pitch and all that sort of stuff, and we got sucked into that. But it was hard not to, and it was, you know, I feel sorry for the supporters because we weren't able to play and there was restricting circumstances. But
and those circumstances, a big part of that was the conditions that you feel, because very early on we seen you coming out of in the dugout and putting back a few sods.
Well, I did that because there was a massive divot in front of me, not to elaborate the state of the pitch. I did it because genuinely we were building some attacks up that side and there was a massive, massive dugout or divot, and I wanted to get it levelled. But, you know, I don't know if you guys walked across the pitch tonight, but I'm sure you'll have seen it. But it's easy, you know, to make excuses about the pitch. And I don't want to fall into that trap, because we're not here to make excuses. I'm here to give an explanation of the performance. And I feel that the best team won. And I can't have any arguments about the result.
What's the reasoning, do you think, behind Derry's performance tonight? Why didn't you just come away with a result tonight?
It wasn't a game for playing football. It didn't really suit us, honestly. And I think the Fun Harps players would tell you it was more suitable for their type of game. And that sounds like an excuse, but believe me, it's a reason as to why the game was like that. And it was just tailor-made for Fun Harps tonight. You can see it, you know, a derby match they haven't won for so many years, and they're just up, they've got momentum from coming up. And knew all these variables were in there, and they just, at the end of the day, you know, getting that goal at that time. And
yeah, because the goals did come at stages, yes. when Derry was on top.
I know.
It's always a crucial time just before the break. And when you're really getting under with 15 minutes to go, you can see the
game. I know. It's hard to take, but I know that we have to look to the next game and be positive about it. And we'll get ourselves built up again for it.
What positives is there from tonight? What can you take away from tonight, Kenny?
I think the boys battled hard and worked hard in a difficult pitch to play on. We worked really hard, and they didn't get the breaks, and it was hard for them. You know, at least they were putting in that little bit of effort, and which tells me we'll be ready for next Friday night, and that's what we have to look to.